This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. These next two reports bring to mind a saying by George Bernard Shaw, which Renee has in front of her.
Patriotism is your conviction that this country is superior to all other countries because you were born in it.
Thank you very much. Both reports involve nations concerned about their identity and independence. The first takes us to Europe, where Air France has withdrawn a bid to buy Italy's airline. Unions and right-wing politicians in Italy opposed selling Alitalia to foreigners. Now, Silvio Berlusconi, the prime minister who returned to power by campaigning against the sale, faces the job of saving the airline without it. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
Tourism's high season has begun, and the Rome airport is packed with passengers waiting at long check-in lines. Alitalia continues to fly, but employees are worried. A stewardess wearing the airline's bright green uniform walks quickly by.
Excuse me, do you speak English?
No, madam.
I want to talk about the Alitalia situation.
No, madam, we can't. We can't speak about Alitalia.
The airline has been unprofitable for a decade, now losing $1.6 million a day. It's afflicted with an aging, inefficient fleet, rising fuel costs, and frequent strikes by its bloated employee ranks, 17,500. A symbol of Alitalia's long-standing troubles is its cargo operation, 135 pilots for 6 cargo planes. Analysts say political patronage and trade unions digging in their heels are responsible for bringing Alitalia to the verge of bankruptcy. After a long search for a buyer, the government had settled on Air France. The offer, $260 million. Industry analysts had said the offer was fair. But trade unions balked, and the idea of the national airline passing to foreigners became a campaign issue. Silvio Berlusconi made Alitalia a question of national pride, saying its sale to foreigners would damage Italy's image.
What would happen to our tourism industry? Air France would certainly favor French tourism, not Italy's. It's the usual French arrogance, wanting to prevail over all other nations. Their offer is unacceptable and offensive.
Berlusconi claimed he had a long list of Italian business people willing to form a consortium to buy Alitalia and guarantee its Italian-ness. But he never named any names. Alitalia's rescue is very risky and costly. Industry analysts estimate it requires short-term investment of $6.4 billion. Just days after his election, Berlusconi met his old friend, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and hinted at yet other solutions.
When negotiations with Air France are concluded, we will be ready to extend an eventual agreement with other foreign airlines. Aeroflot showed interest, and President Putin and I agreed that Aeroflot representatives can meet Alitalia officials for talks.
The Alitalia conundrum is further complicated by Milan's Malpensa. The airport is the pet project of the Northern League, the separatist party, and Berlusconi's most powerful ally. Since it opened 10 years ago, Malpensa has been plagued by flight delays, logistical difficulties, baggage theft, and huge financial losses. In fact, it lost its international hub status last month when Alitalia shifted two-thirds of its flights to the Rome airport. During the campaign, Northern League leader Umberto Bossi rallied to defend Malpensa.
We will save Malpensa at all costs. Who cares who buys Alitalia? We have to start safeguarding our local interests. The attack on Malpensa is an attack at the heart of the North.
It's not clear how Berlusconi will reconcile his Italian nationalist fervor with the League's northern localist priorities. For the time being, the prime minister-elect and the outgoing cabinet have agreed to extend a $160 million government loan to keep Alitalia in operation until the end of May. But European Union officials say further state aid would break EU rules. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.